Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Paul's outside.
And a great move to get free. Outside, Marcus Howard, no. Rebound, Šarić. Here comes Craig. Slicing, driving up and foul. Oh, he got it!
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
Live on the Bet 1430 in Denver, 105.9 FM, HD2 in Chicago, 93.1 FM, HD3 in Los Angeles, BetQL Daily on Twitter at BetQL Daily. Also live on the Odyssey app and the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Horvat, let's continue the NBA playoffs conversation. Thankfully, we get two games tonight. Yeah. And hopefully the blowout trend will not continue, even though it's been a lot of favorites in this round, at least. Joining the show, Odyssey NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. The White Mamba knows what it takes to win a title. It's a member of the 08 Celtics. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well. You guys?
Doing fantastic. We're hoping we get some competitive action tonight as opposed to last night. Did you even stick with that entire Suns blowout?
Oh, about till 6 minutes ago. You just can tell. Yeah. Right when Mike Malone was talking about the Denver Nuggets quitting, I won't watch NBA basketball where teams lay down. So I got to about 6 minutes ago, but you know, great job by Phoenix. Phoenix went five games in a row. You got to think they must be the most confident team right now. I mean, maybe the Nets in the East, but just the fact that they beat LeBron, defending champ Lakers, and the way that they've been playing so far, they look really impressive.
Are you even amazed? We know what Chris Paul is, even at age 36, and what he's done throughout his career. He was getting some NBA MVP support from some of the voters the other day. But now that he's healthy, is he even shocking you what he's doing?
No, I mean, I think he shocked me last year when he was with Oklahoma City and the level he played at. So, I knew he was good, but especially, you know, when he was with Houston or even with the Clippers, you know, I understand that he's had some letdowns, but last year he was amazing on that OKC team. And I picked him to beat Houston. They ended up losing in that first round, but I thought they were a really good team trending the right direction, at least that season. But no, I mean, it was a perfect fit for him. They had everything else. They just needed to be organized. And if he makes, you know, Devin Booker that much better, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, if he makes all those guys better, all of a sudden now you got a pretty good team. And I like their team. I think their addition to Jay Crowder, who won everywhere and a really confident player, has really helped them. But Chris Paul has been impressive. And him getting those MVP votes, that was deserving. I mean, he played a ton of games. He affected winning. He made people around him better. That's what an MVP should do.
Before we move to the games tonight, you mentioned Malone and his post-game comments. When you saw that after they go down 0-2, it's been ugly from the Nuggets perspective. Some people thought that was going to happen against Portland because it's Jokic and pretty much just Jokic right now. When you see Malone at the podium and he's saying, we quit, we flat out quit. One team wanted to show up tonight and it wasn't us. How do you think this squad is going to respond in game three?
So I think the players on this team who are kind of veterans, they know the deal. I think he was calling out Michael Porter Jr. because Michael Porter Jr. started this series and said, "Hey, when I'm locked in, no one can guard me." They were asking him about Jay Crowder and the matchup, and he comes out and says, "No one can guard me," and he was clearly affected by him missing shots. And in the playoffs, in the regular season, you want to do that, fine. There's 72 games, 82 games, whatever it is that season, and you know, you have a bad night, and you could chalk it up to whatever you want, but if you're not making shots in the playoffs, you actually got to play harder on the defensive end. You got to run back faster when you're getting back in transition. You got to do more. And I thought he quit. I didn't think Jokic or Campazzo or Austin Rivers or Will Barton or any of those guys. I didn't think any of those guys quit. Aaron Gordon. I think that Michael Porter Jr. And I think that message was for Michael Porter Jr. And I think the entire Nugget team, they know that. They're not going to, the coach isn't going to call him out single-handedly, but that was who that message was directed to.
Brian, after what you saw in Game 1 and Game 2 between Brooklyn and Milwaukee, is there any reason that Milwaukee should be favored, even though they return to the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee tonight? But should they be favored by 3.5, and do you think they have a shot to steal one in Milwaukee?
Yeah, so I like Milwaukee tonight, and the reason I like them is because I assume that Giannis is going to be better. Like, Giannis, his play so far has been just subpar, and I think, you know, like, we all recognize that Kevin Durant's the best player on the floor, but Giannis isn't doing anything that where you look at a player of that magnitude where it's supposed to raise up their level and go to another level in the playoffs, and he hasn't done it. I think my personal opinion, I don't know what Budenholzer is going to do, but my personal opinion is if you're going to play the Brooklyn Nets, you've got to play with speed and you got to play with decisiveness. And to me, that doesn't mean you play Brook. That means you sit Brook Lopez. Brook Lopez is a good player, and he's actually played fine in the series, but I think him being out there takes away from Giannis. I think that they play a lot slower with him out there. When you play against the Brooklyn Nets, you got to be able to catch and shoot quickly. You got to be able to move off dribble penetration because they do a good job with their quick hands of stripping down. And if you're not moving to open space, they're going to get steals. So I think Lopez doesn't play as much today. I think you see a lot of Giannis at the five, and I think Milwaukee wins this game. And I don't think it's going to be a blowout like we've been seeing, but I think they'll cover the 3.5.
Do you think that they have a shot in the series, or are you on Brooklyn?
Well, let me see how – obviously right now Brooklyn looks like so much of a better team, but let me see how they play, if they play faster and they can play with Giannis at the five, and then I'll be able to make that decision. But obviously Kevin Durant looks like far and above the best player in the world right now, and then he doesn't look like he can be stopped by anybody. It doesn't matter who's in front of him. Big guys, strong guys, guys that get up into his airspace, guys with length, it doesn't matter. He's getting buckets. And the best player in a series usually wins. But let me see how I like the Bucks going into this series, but let me see how they play when they can speed up their pace a little bit.
And then the second game tonight, we get the Clippers and the Jazz. Clippers down 0-1 in the series. You think they got a shot tonight? They're 3-point dogs on the road in Utah.
Yeah, I like Jazz tonight. I think the Jazz played awful the other day and still won with a 3-point victory. Have you guys gotten any word on Conley yet? Is he ruled out or still questionable? If he's questionable.
It's still questionable.
Questionable, yeah.
Yeah, so I think if Conley plays, there's no way that the Jazz lose today or don't cover today. But if he's out, then there's always a chance. Because as you saw the 20 misses in a row. They get a little disorganized. And Conley, he's not Rajon Rondo out there or anything like that, but he settles them down. And he's like been in big moments, and I really like the way that he played. Him and Rudy Gobert play together. Conley's size is not a factor when he's out there because he funnels guys to Gobert. And offensively, you know, he's been playing two-man game with Gasol in the past, and like their two-man game is really good. So if he plays, I really like him. If he sits out, I don't know. Maybe I'd live bet it. I just watch for a second, and maybe I'd catch a live bet as opposed to going. I don't know what I'm going to see from the Jazz.
Yeah. With Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey NBA Insider. This is BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat. You mentioned that you like the Bucks, but I am worried about a couple things, Scal, after tonight. The narratives might just get out of control. Let's say the Bucks lose and they go down 0-3. Not only is Budenholzer probably already fired, then people are saying, can Giannis win the big game? That's going to start. And if the Jazz win like you think, probably Paul George isn't great. Maybe back-to-back poor games to start this series. That narrative's going to be out of control, right?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Well, let's take a step back. Obviously, if Bucks lose, Budenholzer's gone. And I don't think that people will blame Giannis. So, obviously, it never works that way. Like, even think about, like, you know, I call the Celtics games, right? And think about my Celtics. They had an awful year, right? And the narrative that, you know, Danny's out, Brad Stevens moved, they'll get a new coach in. They think that that's going to fix everything. You know, they think the rosters, everything is magically going to be fixed. So, and obviously, the Bucks have a better roster than the Celtics. So, I would just assume that Budenholzer's fault, the new coach comes in, and all of a sudden it's like they sell that this thing is going to work out. So I don't know if that narrative will happen. And if the Clippers lose, if they lose bad to the Jazz, and let's just say, like, I think the narrative start when it's 3-0, then all of a sudden you got to ask yourself, like, Paul George is on an extension. Kawhi Leonard is a free agent. He could walk. And I think those narratives will start. But I don't think they'll start if the Utah Jazz win tonight. I think it'll start if they go down up 3-0.
If the Jazz do take game two here, they win both home games, do you think the Clippers can win 4 or 5?
I mean, I don't think the Clippers can beat the Jazz at all. I don't care if the Clippers win tonight. I'd still pick the Jazz. No, I don't think the Clippers are good. I don't think they – and I here's how I look at those guys. Those guys are supposed to be able to guard individual stars. Well, the Utah Jazz don't really necessarily play like that. They move the ball better than anybody, you know, in the NBA. So this is, I think, and personally, I think this is a bad matchup for them. And one thing they do well offensively is they move. The Clippers can make mid-range shots, and that's what the Jazz give up. And the Clippers actually shot decent from three. You saw what Luke Kennard did in that game. So I usually the Jazz are +7 in three-point shooting. So they're scoring 21 more points from the three-point line than their opponent. So I thought it was a decent game for the Clippers shooting the ball. I don't expect them to do that again. I expect the Jazz to take away the three-point shot. So I just don't see how the Clippers beat the Jazz. This matchup is not a great matchup for them.
Brad, I was most looking forward to Milwaukee and Brooklyn, so that's been a little bit of a disappointment. The best series has been Philadelphia and Atlanta, tied one game apiece. They go back to Atlanta. You think Atlanta could actually beat Philadelphia in the series?
I don't. I think the size, I think the adjustment that Doc put, Matisse Thybul, who does a really good job of guarding small guys. You notice when he's out there, like, nobody blocks the shot of small guys and yet doesn't get fouls or moves his body out of the way and uses their length better than Thybul. You're still going to be able to throw Ben Simmons on him. Doc just has to keep Danny Green away from Trae Young. And I think the series is on the bag for Philadelphia. I mean, maybe Atlanta wins one. It could go back 2-2, but I just can't see Atlanta getting over the hump unless Joel Embiid actually is hurt and he can't play. Then all of a sudden it's a different series because Atlanta is a better team. But as good as Clint Capela is defensively, he's more of an off-ball defender, not an on-ball defender. So Capela can disrupt the entire offense, but not when you're going at him like the way that Joel Embiid was.
You know, you talked about how Utah is just like a matchup nightmare for the Clippers. Who would be a matchup nightmare, if anybody, or who matches up the best with the Nets? Because I just don't see anybody beating Brooklyn, but I know other people have different opinions on that.
I thought it was the Bucks, so I don't have anybody else. I said beginning of this series that the NBA champ is going to be whoever wins the series. So, no, I think that I don't think anybody can beat the Nets. If the Bucks don't beat the Nets, then no one can beat the Nets. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
So, Nets win the title. KD Finals MVP or Harden?
If Harden even plays, no. If Nets win the title, Kevin Durant. I think if Nets win the title, Kevin Durant is once again crowned the greatest player in the NBA. I mean, everyone wants to say the name LeBron James just because, you know, they want to appease him. The fact that he got a fifth place MVP vote is absolutely ridiculous. But nonetheless, with Kevin Durant, to me, and I don't think it's even a question, and I would love to ask LeBron this question, but he is by far the best player in the world. And the fact that he had an Achilles, and normally that is like the kiss of death of all injuries, is it gives a lot of credit to the Nets medical, the Nets doctors, and, you know, Kevin Durant for putting in that work, because I could have never in my mind imagined him coming back better than he was when he was with the Warriors.
Brian Scalabrine, NBA champion, Odyssey NBA insider at Scalabrine on Twitter. Thanks, Brian.
You got it, guys. See you.
There's Odyssey NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Round two, a lot of favorites. We've been discussing it, Horvat. And Scal's on the favorites. He likes the Bucks at home, laying 3.5, and the Jazz laying 3.
Yeah,
He's oppo us.
You know, he makes a great point, though, about Utah, where, like, they are a matchup nightmare for the Clippers because they don't really – I mean, Donovan Mitchell's a superstar, but he's not a ball-dominant superstar yet. They move the basketball better than any team in the league right now, including the Suns.
Man, he's got me thinking about that Jazz, too.
I don't know. I'm still going to think.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I'm glad to hear him agree that Kevin Durant's the best player on the planet, right?
Yeah, I know. I know. Third Finals MVP. That's what he's staring at right now, the way things are going. All right, coming up next, we'll give the official plays, lightning bets, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. That is next on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.